News Radio, WTAM 1100. This is Bill Wills, Mark Bona, Cleveland Plain Dealer, cleveland.com with me. Got some interesting restaurant news and profiles that Mark's been working on the last few days. Want to mention, you can see more, of course, at cleveland.com and the Plain Dealer. Mark Bona. Mark, good morning, pal.
Hey, Bill.
Hey, first, take me to Tremont and 25 years celebration of the treehouse, huh?
Yeah, this was neat. This, 25 years is a big deal. It's a nice round number for any business, especially any type of restaurant or bar. But the treehouse is a special one. This is in Cleveland's Tremont neighborhood. And when they started, it was started by Tom and his brother, Pete Lenahan, the late Pete Lenahan. Tremont was not a good area. It was a rough neighborhood by all accounts. It was definitely not trendy. It was just kind of almost like an island inside of downtown Cleveland. And it's really come a long way. The anchor for years really was St. John Canius Church. But the treehouse came along 1996, and a lot of blood, sweat, tears, and sweat equity went into this place. But and really talking about it doesn't even do justice. I had a wonderful interview with Tom Lenahan and his business partner, Paul Jones. The stories behind this are just amazing. It's colorful characters galore. Tom talks about his brother and his cousin, also named Pete, from Ireland. So every story was Irish Pete and American Pete. And we just had a lot of fun going back down memory lane. Joe Scully, a very eccentric artist by all accounts in the neighborhood, created that giant metal tree that is right smack dab in the middle of the bar. They've come a long way. They have become an anchor. Joe Simperman, a former longtime city councilman for that area, really has an affinity for the bar. I talked to him as well. And just wonderful stories. So really hats off to the folks at Treehouse. They have really evolved into an anchor for the neighborhood. And things, rising tides lift all boats. Yep. One business came in, yep, did a good job, then others followed. So just a big hat tip to Treehouse for their 25th anniversary.
Well put. Congratulations. Simperman has his own bar stool there. It's, it's like Friends. Everybody knows your name. So good stuff. Congratulations to the Treehouse. Okay, this is Cleveland, so it's August. So let's you and I talk about Oktoberfest, which we will celebrate in September at Hofbräu House, right?
Yeah, this is the time of year we're going to start hearing a lot more about Oktoberfest coming in. Of course, we have Labor Day Oktoberfest is coming up over two weekends this year at the Cuyahoga County Fairgrounds.
Right.
But the one place, if you're going to celebrate Oktoberfest in Cleveland and your name is Hofbräu House, you know you're in for a good time. This is a two-day event and actually is going to spill over into a third, September 17th and 18th, and then they'll be doing some more for the Browns game that Sunday the 19th. But everything from a keg tapping to a lot of live music, a ton of kids' activities. Of course, they have that massive beer garden outside and the beer hall inside. Josh Jones, the brewer there, making tremendous beer. A couple of traditional games they're having, Maskrugstemmen, which is a stein-holding contest where you hold a full stein, a full liter, out at arm's length to see how long you can do that. Hammerschlagen, which is a hammer and nail pounding contest. That's a lot of fun. And just a lot going on. It's nice to see kind of just a fun event like this. The Indians are on the road, so if you're heading downtown, you're looking for something to do, good meal, fun times, and some good beer.
At Hofbräu House. Mark Bona, Cleveland Plain Dealer, cleveland.com. Okay, one more story you posted I had a lot of interest in when I was reading this, the business model and how it has grown. Originally, they called this company Cleveland Kraut. It has changed over to Cleveland Kitchen, and my goodness, have they latched on to something. Two brothers run this company first here, right?
Right. It's two brothers, Mac and Drew Anderson, along with Luke Visnick, their brother-in-law,
yeah,
who married one of their sisters. And, what's amazing is they have grown and grown and grown so much that they just landed on the Inc. 5000 list of fastest-growing private companies in the country.
That's great.
Now, the way the list works is they look at 3 years, the most recent 3 years of revenue growth, and it puts Cleveland Kitchen at number 341. Their percentage growth was well over 1,300%. Really, really tremendous. They rebranded because they branched out from just Kraut, although that's still a big thing. They're really into the kimchi. Their kimchi line is new. It's expanding. They expect that to really take off. It already has. But, you know, it's just a neat story about guys who are very, very proud about their hometown in Cleveland. Their products are doing very well. Their retail distribution is unbelievable. When I was asking where they were, I should have asked where they weren't, because every major chain that you've heard of, both in Northeast Ohio as well as out of the state, is on there. So everything from Albertsons to Kroger's to Heinen's and Giant Eagle and beyond, they're in every single state, and they also have a global presence as well. So these guys, they all got to quit their day jobs in banking and architecture, and now they're going like gangbusters. They landed on this list, and it's just good to see a real good American business success story right under our nose in Cleveland.
And thank you for bringing it to our attention. Cleveland Kitchen is what we're talking about with Mark Bona, Cleveland Plain Dealer, cleveland.com. Great follow on Twitter, too, at mbona30. Mark, thanks much.
Thank you, Bill.